The research was done in China and New Jersey, but in Seattle at the University of Washington, Stephen Roberts was celebrating.
It's actually pretty huge. We've been waiting for it for quite a long time.
Roberts is a fisheries professor, and his lab has several oyster studies in the works. Now that they have the entire genome of the Pacific oyster at their fingertips, it'll speed up their research into how oysters adapt to global climate change, which affects the chemistry of the ocean. And it'll help the oyster industry breed more resilient oysters and maintain genetic diversity. Roberts says the oyster looks much simpler than more cuddly life forms.
But I'm just always totally amazed that what most people think of as just a shell full of goo, when they open it up, has this very complex physiology where they control reproductive processes very similar to humans, mammals. I mean, they have estrogen-like compounds.
And oysters have immune systems that can tackle some pretty rough pathogens. Maybe they look like rocks on the beach, he says, but they're a big part of the ecosystem, and having their genome mapped can only help conservation. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.